You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's not black mould, that's just a feature wall.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
That particular one.
Too close to home.
Too real. My cousin lived in a flat where they thought the linoleum in the bathroom was black.
Stop that now.
Yeah. Anyway. Hi, Celine. How are you?
Well, I'm not okay now.
Nice to have you in the studio.
Good to be here.
It's been a wild time. I'm sure people have been following along with the Green Party calling for people's terrible renters stories. Not news to anyone who listens to this segment.
No, not at all. But do send them into places like, send them to the Green Party, send them to Renters United. You never know if that will help. Kind of even just give them let them paint the picture of what's happening.
Yes, because we know, and a lot of people like to think they don't know, and it's good to be like, no, this is the place that you have lived in, and it's not acceptable. So yes, lots of places to send those stories off to. But let's get some of the listeners' questions going this morning. A classic tradesperson question today. How does it work when a landlord sends over a tradesman? There's something that needs fixing immediately at my flat, but the landlord hasn't communicated about when the tradesman's coming around. Do they need to give us notice, or are they just going to let themselves in? How does it work, Celine?
Well, I'm not completely sure, I'm afraid. Full disclosure, I'm trying to work out what we can see in the regulation, but as we all know, it's hard.
Yeah.
But basically, it's clearer in terms of your landlord coming over, so that is clear, and I think we know how that works, and that they need to give you a 48-hour notice at least, no more than 14 days, I think, for inspection. But if they're coming around to look at repairs or do repairs of some kind, they need to tell you at least 24 hours in advance and tell you why, and etc. And you can give consent for that or not. So they can.
And that's the landlord we're talking about.
That's the landlord we're talking about. So it gets a little bit greyer when it's a tradesperson. So there may be a particular rule. I don't really have that. I would hope that you have been in contact with them to work at a time that suits you. I would hope that that's what would happen. It's the landlord's job to organise that. But then I would hope that you'd be in contact with them to work out what time suits you, is safe and appropriate depending on the circumstance. But I'm not entirely sure of the way in which we regulate that. But again, you've got that kind of backup of that idea of quiet enjoyment. So if they're turning up weird hours with no notice, then you could kind of look at that.
Yeah,
I would think.
I feel like at the very least, it's a good rule of thumb to be able to use the landlord rules until, you know, you can see something more concrete in terms of a conversation starter, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah
totally. What else have we got? Celine? Stella? For Celine?
Someone has texted in, "Hey, Celine, our lease allowed pets when we began it, but now the landlord wants to change this. We have a cat and we really don't want to rehome him. Are they allowed to change the conditions of the lease midway if they give us notice?"
That's just so sad.
Poor kitty cat.
Did they just see your cat? We're like, not that one.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, there's a big issue in terms of thinking about how we're allowed to live and whether we're allowed to have pets. It's so rare you have a flat where you're allowed a pet. I could imagine having that change would be the idea of getting rid of your cat because your landlord decided they didn't want it. I don't like that. You've signed your tenancy agreement with a particular regulation in there and particular rules you've agreed to. You'd have to sign that again with the new thing. So I think as well, I would say no, and then you can work from there. Because they shouldn't be allowed to do that. Maybe at the end of the fixed term, they could change the terms of the next lease. They could. I just think that doesn't seem like something that they would go to enough effort to find a way to end your lease early, or it just feels like a lot of issues unless you've got a really terrible cat.
The menace cat.
Yeah, how Garfield levels are we talking here?
Ready to violate contractual law.
And it just feels like a little bit cruel, so I just don't think that would stand up to anyone very well.
I would say that's probably definitely call tenancy services for that one, because that feels like there should be something clear-cut about that, changing the terms of your lease in the middle of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
However, that takes us to our next question, which is about rent raises. First time for this person, our landlord's considering bumping the rent up. Does this need our sign-off? Can they just do it without our input. How does it work first time we've had a rent increase on our lease?
Yeah, you don't get to sign off on that, unfortunately.
Okay.
This is the this is really the trouble we've got. So they've changed a little bit in the last few years where you can only be done once every 12 months. And they have to give specific notice. So you need 60 days notice, and it needs to be delivered. You need to get notice in writing, which could be an email if you've written that on your, I know I was confused the other day, thought it was like by pigeon or it had to be by letter. But it does, it's often by letter unless you've put email as your like preferred contact.
Right.
So for things like this. So it could be email, could be letter, can't be a text, I don't believe. So you need to get written notice, and then there's also like a little service time, so it might be 3 days extra if they're posting it or something. 60 days notice, and your notice needs to say the amount the increase is, the date it will start, and if they do any of that wrong, then you can say, oh, that's not valid yet. You have to actually follow the due process. The other thing potentially is if you can look up the average rent, the market rent for your area, and if it's way above that, or it's suddenly such a big jump that that's not viable for you, I would call tenancy services, and there's a few ways you can push back there. But again, in general, this is how we've made the system, and they're allowed to do that.
Boo.
Makes sense, shame. Doesn't it?
We have just had one come in from somebody who wants to know a little bit about moving out early on a fixed-term lease.
Yeah.
It sounds like they found someone who their flatmates are happy with moving into their room, but the landlord is making a big fuss about this. Any suggestions for how to manage that conversation better?
Yeah, this is a tricky one because we have kind of these ideas of if you break a fixed term early and it's the whole flat or everyone's leaving, you can, it would be, you maybe would pay some amount of money to help the landlord advertise for new people, and then it would be replaced and it would be a new lease. But when it's one tenant, that's a little bit trickier. And I know that there's kind of informal things where people sub in and out, and some landlords don't like that. So I would have a conversation in good faith and just try and make it as easy as possible. You could maybe, I don't know if you could offer to be like, I'll, you know, pay this amount that was potentially your trouble or whatever, but it shouldn't be something that you really have to do. But yeah, I don't necessarily have good advice. If you've found someone already as well, it just feels like it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But whenever these things are framed, they're usually talked about as like reasonable costs. So don't end up paying a big fee or something. Maybe call tenancy services, but it's always a little bit trickier when it's, I guess it depends whether you're signed on as a tenant or whether you're a flatmate, what the arrangement is legally there.
It's a tricky one for sure. Thank you, Celine.
No problem.
Once again, a lot of useful suggestions for a very unuseful set of laws we've got out there. As we said at the top, the Green Party is collecting people's renting stories at the moment. We've seen your texts. We know you have cooked as renting stories.
Yeah, I have 100 students and 99 of the stories were grim. So, so please send in your experiences to someone.
Also, you know, you can also send it to not a political party as well. You can send it to Renters United if that's more your bag. They are also collecting people's stories. And yeah, it's just good to get a picture of what is going on in the world at the moment.
Exactly.
Thank you, Celine. See you next time.
See you soon.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland Renters Advocate, Celine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.